Good morning, everybody. Let me be the first to officially welcome you to our university's summer field expedition. My name is Simon, and I'm your head tutor. I just want to go over some essential information about the timetable and the facilities before we get started.
You're all here as part of the broader humanities programme. I know a few of you initially applied for the classical literature module, and some will be joining the practical archaeology team later in the month. However, this specific briefing, and your timetable for the next fortnight, is strictly for those of you enrolled in ancient history.
Let's talk about where you need to be for your daily seminars. Your printed brochures state that classes will be held in the main lecture theatre. Unfortunately, due to some unexpected maintenance work in that facility, we've had to make a last-minute change. All your morning sessions will now take place over in the West Building. It's just a short, pleasant walk across the University Quadrangle.
Regarding the teaching arrangements, you will primarily be taught by our permanent university staff, who are all experts in their respective areas. But to ensure you get a truly well-rounded experience, we've also invited several highly respected guest lecturers to lead specialised workshops during the second week. They will provide some fantastic fresh perspectives on your coursework.
Of course, you won't just be sitting in classrooms. In the afternoons, we have a variety of off-campus field trips scheduled. We'll definitely be visiting some local medieval castles, and there's a trip to a nearby stately home. However, the absolute highlight of the timetable, which everyone always looks forward to, is our full-day excursion to the British Museum down in London.
When we arrive at the museum, you will have some free time to wander around. Many tourists usually rush straight to see the Parthenon marbles, or they spend ages trying to find the famous Rosetta Stone. While those are magnificent, for our specific syllabus requirements, I want you to make sure you examine the Egyptian mummies firsthand. Observing their preservation techniques up close is absolutely crucial for your final essay.
Regarding food arrangements for that particular day trip, you might easily be tempted to buy a hot meal at the museum's indoor cafe, or perhaps try to find a table at a local restaurant. Actually, I strongly suggest bringing a packed lunch from the campus canteen, so we can all sit and eat together in the beautiful botanical gardens located just down the street. It's significantly cheaper and much more peaceful than the crowded cafes.
After our lunch break, we will be doing some practical work. I originally considered setting a short historical quiz, or perhaps dividing you into groups for a discussion based on what we'd seen. Instead, I've decided you'll be completing a detailed sketching assignment. Drawing the artifacts forces you to notice the intricate details that you would simply miss by just taking a photograph.
When we return to the university campus in the evenings, you'll have full access to the Student Leisure Centre to unwind. Please note that most of the specialised facilities there do require a small fee, such as the aerobics classes and the indoor tennis courts. However, you'll be pleased to know that the Olympic-sized swimming pool is completely free of charge for all summer school attendees.
Just a quick practical note before we finish. If you happen to experience any issues with your dormitory rooms, maybe a lost key or a broken window, please don't come to the teaching staff, as we can't really help. You shouldn't bother the main campus reception desk either. You need to speak directly to our dedicated accommodation officer, Mrs. Higgins. You can find her office in room 42.
Finally, looking at tonight's social schedule, I know some of you were hoping for a guided campus tour, but it's getting a bit dark for that, and the student movie night isn't scheduled until tomorrow. Rather than those activities, we will be officially kicking off the programme with a grand welcome dinner in the main dining hall at 7 p.m. I look forward to seeing you all there.